Democrat reconciliation package to federalize local zoning laws, displace single-family homes in suburbs. By Wendell Hasebo on June 29, 2021. Democrats plan to federalize local zoning laws within the infrastructure reconciliation package to displace single-family homes with high-rise, low-income apartments to impact the already purple suburbs. The reconciliation package plans to implement the destruction of the suburbs via a measure within the package called the Homes Act, which attempts to put the federal government in charge of local zoning laws to change local demographics, impacting the already purple voting districts. According to the measure within the transportation package, any local government that does not comply with the federal zoning guidelines, meaning ordinances that ban apartment buildings from certain residential areas or set a minimum lot size for a single-family home, the Department of House and Urban Development, HUD, will cut off funding to that city, funding any city needs to maintain their current low-income housing. Additional consequences for cities keeping their local zoning laws in place would be to punish states by prohibiting them from receiving taxpayer-funded transportation grants of any kind if they refuse to allow high-rise apartments throughout their high-density zoning in their suburbs. States rely on federal transportation money to fix local streets and highways. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge told USA Today in April, "The result of this sort of investment will be critical to increasing housing options for low- and moderate-income families." The establishment media seems very much for the radical left plan, articulating the destruction of local rule as follows. A house with a white picket fence and a big backyard for a 4th of July barbecue may be a staple of the American dream, but experts and local politicians say multifamily zoning is key to combating climate change, racial injustice and the nation's growing affordable housing crisis. The infrastructure package is now being negotiated among members of Congress that Democrats and President Joe Biden want to pass via reconciliation, a tactic which does not need to surpass a Republican filibuster. The package is rumored to be anywhere from $4 trillion to $10 trillion, nearly three times more than the United States' projected 2021 revenues, according to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO.